if there is a right direction, there is also a wrong direction. Find out how to choose the right direction for your life in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. Genesis chapter 11 describes an unfortunately typical event in the history of mankind. After the flood, the descendants of Noah began to spread across the earth. Soon they determined that they needed some way to prove themselves. So they set out to build a tower that would reach heaven. Reading this passage of scripture reveals how typically human this is. We set out reaching for God when all the while it is God who is reaching for us. Sin has the unfortunate result of ruining a good thing. In a temptation drawing a straight line to Adam and Eve's sin in Genesis chapter 3, the people of Genesis chapter 11 want to be like God. To be like God, they think, you have to be where God is. So they set out to build a tower reaching heaven. It's described in verse 4 of Genesis chapter 11. There the Bible says, "Then they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth.'" The clear intent here was to find a replacement for God. They didn't need him anymore. They could build this tower, which would solve all of their problems. Whenever anyone was involved in an argument or a conflict, they could run to the tower. When anyone felt lonely or depressed, they could look up and see the tower. When anyone had a difficulty, they could look to the tower. Like that was ever going to work. This idea was a disaster. First of all, a tower reaching to heaven? Really? That's about as logical as when I was 10 years old and decided to make a parachute out of a bedsheet, then jump off of our roof. Fortunately, my mother stopped me before I could try out my invention. The people of Babel were trying to do the same thing Adam and Eve tried to do when they ate the fruit. They wanted to become like God. It didn't work for Adam and Eve, it didn't work for the people of Babel, and it won't work for us. Our sin actually does the opposite. Instead of unifying the people, the result of the tower was to create disunity. The results are recorded in verses 8 and 9 of Genesis 11. There the Bible says, "So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth." You remember this familiar story. God stopped the building of the tower, and it wasn't even hard. He simply confused their language. Not that it would have mattered. Bricks and tar wouldn't have made much of a tower anyway. But the point was clear. All of our efforts to reach God come to nothing. So God has to reach us. And he has done precisely that in Christ. Jesus is God revealing himself to us. The cross is God's provision for what we could never do. The resurrection is God's proof that he has completed the task. God has provided what was impossible for us to do. He has built the way to heaven. The scripture reveals from start to finish that we need God. We are limited. We can vainly ignore those limitations, or we could continue the exercise in futility of trying to somehow lift ourselves beyond our limitations. Or we can accept the Christ who has done what we cannot. Build a tower to the heavens, or accept the grace of heaven's creator. One ends up in the dust. Try to find the Tower of Babel today. One ends up in eternity. I think I know where I want to invest my life. Invest your life in what will last, because now you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from his word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.